Hello, my name is John Owen, and I'd like to welcome you to the Whence We Came Project podcast, an archived audio anthology of American lives, both local and legendary, as told by the Americans that lived them. The following is my conversation with Miss Daphne Richardson. I've always felt that as Americans, we stand on the shoulders of giants. The men and women that settled this nation and brought it to its greatness were as brave, as ingenious, and as perseverant as any who have ever lived. They were tougher than we. I tell you that to tell you this. In many ways, Mrs. Richardson reminds me of those ancestors. Tough, quick-witted, and to the point, she doesn't suffer fools lightly. Throughout her life, she has faced both triumph and tragedy with dignity and grace. This was a fascinating conversation by a fascinating lady. I hope that you enjoy it as much as I did. Hello, Mrs. Richardson.
Hello.
How are you today?
Well, I'm doing okay.
I'm glad to hear that. I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me. I think this the whole concept behind the Whence We Came project is just capturing American stories from kind of the Americans that live them. So I really, really appreciate your time. So since we're going to do the book of Miss Daphne, let's start with where it all started for you. When and where were you born?
Well, I was born in White County in 1935.
Wow.
And we lived on a little farm. It's called Cooley Mountain.
That's your maiden name?
Yes.
Cooley? Yes, ma'am.
Then my dad bought 11 acres down off of the mountain, and they built a house, I guess 5 rooms.
Yes, ma'am.
We lived there all my life. I think I was 2 years old when we moved down there.
Your father farmed?
Yes.
That was his vocation?
Well, before my time, he worked in the mines at Bonaire.
Yes, ma'am.
And Clifty. And then it went down, but he farmed in between, and he did not live in one of the houses of the there. But after he moved down the 11 acres, and they had a garden and a few animals, then they kept buying land around them.
Yes, ma'am.
Until they had 60-something acres.
Oh, wow. How much of that did they farm? Was it cattle and farm? How did that work with the 60 acres?
Well, we had, we raised corn. We raised tobacco. And we raised cows, chickens, hogs.
Yes, ma'am. Did you have brothers and sisters?
We have, there was 8 of us.
8.
4 girls and 4 boys.
Wow.
And we all worked on farm.
Yes, ma'am.
Until, you know, the older ones got to working out. And I had my oldest brother went to Tennessee Tech, made a teacher.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think that he taught like 35 years, something like that.
Wow.
He was superintendent of schools 3 or 4 times.
Wow.
And
White County or Putnam County?
White County.
White County, yes, ma'am.
And then my oldest sister, when she got old enough, we had a shirt factory here in Sparta. She started working there for a dime
a
hour.
A dime an hour.
And then she got a raise she got 25 cents an hour.
Wow.
And then during the war, her and her husband moved to Florida and worked in the ship thing to make ships for the Army in World War II.
Wow. What part of Florida was that? Do you remember?
Jacksonville, I think.
Was it Jacksonville? Mm-hmm. Well, that's where I was born. I didn't realize they did that during the Second World War.
Yeah. Then my other sister worked at the shirt factory some too, and then during World War II, three of my brothers was in service.
Oh, wow.
Two was in the Navy and one in the Army.
Yes, ma'am.
Then my youngest brother, one next to me, he went to Tennessee Tech.
Yes, ma'am.
Got his degree. And then he went into the Navy.
Yes, ma'am.
Worked 4 years, or stayed there 4 years. And then when he came out, they wanted him to stay. But he said he would stay as a civilian.
Yes, ma'am.
So he was an accountant for the Defense Department.
Wow, in Washington.
Yes, he started out in Huntsville, Alabama at the, what the name of it is.
The Redstone Arsenal.
Redstone,
yes, ma'am.
Arsenal. And then he moved on up till they sent him to Washington, and then he ended up being Secretary to the Secretary of State.
Good Lord. From Cooley Mountain to Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. That is mm-hmm. so neat.
Yeah. And as far as myself, I got married at 16.
16.
Mm-hmm. I played basketball at the White County High School.
Yes, ma'am.
Then I've been in sports all along, but I ended up, after I had my children, I went back and got my GED.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I took a few classes, like typing and some English and things like that, too, and got a job at the White County High School as a secretary.
How long did you work there?
27 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What did your husband do?
My husband was sold produce. It was, he was already in produce when I married.
Yes,
him.
Ma'am.
And he had a route. He sold to stores, schools, restaurants, grocery stores, and
did he buy the produce from farmers in this area, or how did that work?
Well, he went to all over to buy stuff, like in, well, whatever was in season, like watermelons, he might go to Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
If he wanted peaches, he went, and they, when he first started, they just put the peaches in the there, and you had to shovel them out, sort of, you know, instead of putting them in
boxes
and stuff. That's when.
So he would just drive a truck down.
Yes.
And come back loaded.
Yes.
That is amazing.
And he's been to South and North Carolina, and he, in his last years, I think he got his potatoes and stuff out of Idaho.
Wow.
And he. Those people were really nice, and they'd send us a Christmas card every year with their families. It was
that is so neat. That. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. What was his name?
My husband.
Yes, ma'am.
Horace Lee Richardson.
Horace Lee Richardson. He's passed away?
Yes.
I knew that I had not met him. Yes, ma'am.
And he's from Cookeville.
Okay. How did you meet him? Do you remember?
Well, we had a fair, you know, the fair went around to each town.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was in White County Fair, and he just came up and started talking, and, you know, it just took us a while to, I didn't want to have nothing to do with him, but, you know, but finally I went out with him, so.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Was he your age?
No, he's 6 years older
than
I am. A
little bit older, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. He was 21. He should know better.
Well, that's so funny. Yeah. Huh? That is so funny. But, well, now, you said you played basketball in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just athletic. Was your whole family athletic? All your brothers and sisters?
Yes. All of my brothers played football in White County High School.
And were your parents? Did your father?
They never did see a game I had.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, see, my dad, he never owned a motor of anything.
Never owned anything with a motor?
Mm-mm. No. We did everything the hard way.
Oh, my Lord.
We had horses, or mules. I guess they were more like a mule. And that's what he plowed with, what he drove his wagon with. Everything was done by hand.
How far is Cooley Mountain from, like, downtown Sparta?
Well, I'd say it's probably 5 to 6 miles.
And if then, you had to come into town, how did you do that?
Well, they went in a wagon. And
that is so
amazing.
And
so after, when we moved back down, it was about 4 miles from Sparta. Well, my dad never went to town hardly ever unless he had to go buy something that we didn't have.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, I know we bought salt blocks sometime for the cows, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And some kind of feed, I guess. We had a rolling store, you know, that went around in the communities.
Oh, like on a... like a cart or a wagon or
it was a truck,
like
a van, like, you know, but it
yes,
was
ma'am.
Pretty good size. And my mother met the rolling store, that's what they call it, a rolling store. The only thing she had to buy was soda, salt, flavoring maybe for and sugar.
Wow. And everything else was on your farm or within the people in your community that you traded with, that's correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had, what we raised is what we eat.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, there was no such thing as buying a Coca-Cola or a candy bar, unless the only time we ever got candy bar or bubble gum, maybe, is we traded, we'd find a nest of eggs, you know, or something.
Yes, ma'am.
And maybe 3 eggs. She would give us that, and we'd trade that in for her candy and her whatever we got.
That is so remarkable.
Yeah.
See, that's one of the things, if you think about it, just a few generations from the people mm-hmm. that are going to be listening this mm-hmm. to this, you know, that's just so amazing.
Well, we had a hard time.
How about doctors? What happened if you were sick or injured?
Well, I think the only time I ever went to the doctor was I had tonsillitis, and they did remove my tonsils. I was 11 years old.
They do that in Sparta?
Mm-hmm. Done
wow.
it in his office.
In the doctor's office?
Mm-hmm.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
How did they put you to sleep back then? Do you remember?
Ether.
Ether.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's what it was.
Yes, ma'am.
But
how about when we
never got sick much. If we had a cold, my mother doctored us with whatever, you know. I know we've had, I know she used to make onion poultices, and when, if we had chest hurting and stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
And she'd warm that up and put it on her chest, and we'd breathe that, and I reckon we got we got better. So.
You're sitting here right now. I said, yes, ma'am.
So I guess we got better, you know. And
I think people were a little bit tougher back then, too, though.
Probably because we worked hard.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. From very early on, when did you start working on the farm? How old would you have been when you started at least doing chores and things?
Well, I guess 5 or 6 years old, probably. I don't know.
See, that's amazing in itself.
Like we had a garden, you know, I'd be out in the garden and together things and bring them in. And my mother would go out and gather the stuff in the afternoon. We had a front porch.
Yes, ma'am.
And we broke beans or peas or whatever we had to do for the next meal, you know, for the next day.
Yes, ma'am.
And we did that sitting on the porch. That was their rest time.
Wow.
And my dad, he worked on till dark, and he never come in to eat unless he had his horses or things, you know, put in the barn or wherever they was at.
That's amazing.
And most of the time it was after dark.
Did you ever meet your grandparents?
I had one grandparent, and I never did see the others. He lived with my aunt. They didn't have any children.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
He lived there until he died. But he would come to our house sometimes and stay a week or two.
Was that on your mother's side or your father's
side? My mother's side.
Your mother's side?
He was a Stultz.
Stultz?
Mm-hmm.
S-T-U-L-T-Z?
T-S.
T-S, okay.
Mm-hmm. Stultz.
Wow. And from this area?
Yes.
That's not a name that I'm familiar with here.
Yeah. We've got a lot of records on that. My brother that was in Washington, he done a lot of their ancestors.
Yes, ma'am. That's something we maybe if we have a second one of these, we can talk a little more deeply about that. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
How about school when you were younger? Where did you go to elementary school?
Well, we had, it's called Lamb School because they named it that because Jim Lamb gave that land to build this schoolhouse. And it was two rooms.
Yes, ma'am.
And I started to school when I was five. And it was because me and another girl had to go because to hold a two-room school, to have two teachers.
Really?
So we would just go and we'd go in when they'd call, you know, everybody went in school, and they would let us go back out and play, the men and this other girl, because, you know, we wasn't really.
Yes, ma'am, five. I mean.
Yeah. And so, and my brother was one of the teachers there.
Really?
My oldest brother.
How did they break up the two rooms? What grades were?
We had first through four, and then five through eight.
Wow. And then when you graduated or got out of eighth is when you
went to high school.
Yes,
in
ma'am.
Sparta.
Where was the high school in the same area that it is now?
No, it was across town.
I don't even remember that. I'm sure that when I was younger, because I have people that from here in Sparta, I'm sure that we went to a ball game sometime or saw the school where it was before, but I have no memory of that.
Yeah. No, my oldest son was one of the first that moved to this new school here.
When would that
Allen
have been?
Drive.
About?
I guess it's maybe around 69, maybe.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
School was built. I'm not for sure.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Or 65. I don't know. He graduated in 70 here.
And this is the school that you worked, where you worked?
Yes.
You didn't work at the
yes.
other one?
Well, I started out really working at the junior high, and that was the old high school.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And I worked there probably 2 years, and then I moved over here.
Yes, ma'am. Do you think the Lamb School building is still standing?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you and I have to take a drive over there sometime.
Yes, it is.
I would love to see it.
Yes, it's sold to family. It's a family. Lives there now.
Yes, ma'am. So mm-hmm. it's a home now.
Mm-hmm. It's a home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it brick?
It's rock.
Rock.
Mm-hmm.
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
And where was it? How close to Cooley Mountain was it?
It's just the bottom of the mountain.
So it was right there. You walked to school?
Sure. In fact, we lived too close for me to ride the bus.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny. About how far was it? Can you think?
Well, I probably lived less than half a mile, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. But as a five-year-old, well, I guess you had older brothers and sisters walking with you as well, correct?
Well, I had one brother. All the rest of the ones was in the service, you know. There's several years difference between, she had five and she waited, let's see, 9 years and had my brother and then me.
Wow.
And then I've got a younger sister that's 12 years younger than me.
Wow, so 30-something years between eldest to youngest.
Yes, 32 years.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20 years between me and the oldest one.
That is remarkable. Yeah. That truly is. Wow. And you were telling me one time we were talking, you were telling me about was it a grandfather you had? That how many great-grandfather or something that had a whole lot of children?
Oh, my grandfather Cooley had 25 children.
I thought I heard that right. And that's amazing.
And he had... five different wives.
Oh my gosh. One at a time.
Yeah. The first group, I think they was maybe eight children in the first group. And then there was another after he married the next one. I don't remember how many they had, but then the one my dad was in was the third group.
Wow.
And they was several of them, and also he had two or three different sets of twins.
Wow. That really is remarkable. He just outlived everybody, I guess?
Well, the ladies must have died, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, ma'am.
Only I think that he died before the last one did.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They had one child.
Did he live to a fairly old age?
I don't know. I can't remember how old he was.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sure he was in his 90s, though.
That's just so amazing. Mm-hmm. That's something else that was is really neat. I know I was talking to my grandmother a while back, and she's passed many, many years ago. But in this area, she actually knew of a couple of different ladies that were widows of Civil War soldiers. I guess they married late. The man would be older and married someone younger, and she actually knew people. And when you think about that lineage here, you know, that I'm talking to somebody that, you know, that knew somebody that whose husband was in the Civil War. That's just kind of remarkable to me.
Well, see, my grandfather was a Civil War. He was in the Civil War.
Your grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Grandpa Cooley.
That is remarkable.
And I've got several things on him about the Civil War. And also, we put it in the historic thing in Sparta.
Yes, ma'am. I have to go there.
They're just open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm sure that they all had a hard time.
Yes, ma'am.
But see, I don't remember him. And some of the older brothers and sisters have told me stories of him.
Yes, ma'am.
So, of what went through him, the war.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm sure it was terrible.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And White County was kind of unusual, Sparta was, because I know some folks went with the Union side and some folks went with the Confederate side, I understand, in this area, that's kind of an unusual thing in a small town.
Well, see, they were against their own kin, you know.
That's remarkable.
The Civil War should never have been.
You're right, brother on brother.
Yeah.
So you're at the fair, and you're 14, 15, 16, whatever, and you meet Horace.
Mm-hmm. They called him Curly.
Curly?
Mm-hmm.
Was his hair curly?
I guess, yeah.
And so you guys dated for a while and then got married. Where did you live when you got married?
Well, he lived, there was a little house right beside his mother and daddy's in Cookeville, and it's on Dixie Avenue going out through there.
Yes, ma'am.
Past the deck, you know, and out. And there was a little house there. We moved in it. And he was on the road, you know, so much of
yes,
going
ma'am.
After his stuff and then on his route. And I kind of got homesick. So we moved back to Sparta.
That's great.
Yeah.
So where did you guys move then?
We moved to, well, it was right on the, we rented a little house right on the $1 million mile here thing, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And he built him a little place and put a cooler with it. And I worked down there and that sold vegetables myself.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and fruits. And then after that, we bought a house over on Mitchell Street. And that's where we raised our kids.
Yes, ma'am. That is so neat. It's mm-hmm. funny, I was talking to my dad one time, and he had told me that the only time they got fruit was at Christmas when he
sure,
was younger.
Sure, that's the only time I ever got any.
Really?
When I was growing up, we got an orange and a banana, I think. My mother could make banana cakes.
Yes, ma'am.
I've never made one like it myself.
Do you have the recipe?
I don't know if she had a recipe.
Just in her head.
Mm-hmm.
That's remarkable.
But we didn't get cakes and stuff like that either.
Yes, ma'am.
Just on Christmas. But my mother always had a cobbler of some sort.
That is so neat. Blackberry or?
We had blackberries. Say my mother canned. She canned everything she could can. And, of course, we killed hogs every year.
Yes, ma'am.
And we had cured hams and side meat. And the sausage and things like that we canned. But everything she canned, whatever she could find, she canned. And we've even had a tomato cobbler.
I've never heard of that.
But it's good.
I bet it is. I love tomatoes and I love cobbler, so I've never heard of that. That's amazing.
Uh-huh. And we had a plum trees. We had
plum
trees, yeah. That she canned those. And we had a little orchard at one time of peaches, and she canned peaches. And
did you have a root cellar?
Yes, we had a root cellar.
I can remember my grandfather and grandmother's root cellar.
Yes. Oh, she canned over 100 cans of something every year.
That is so remarkable.
And we never went hungry.
That's saying a lot.
But we had a wood stove. We didn't have electricity when I was growing up. And people are talking about this weather, you know, of being so hot and everything.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it would be 100 degrees out, and my mother would be in the kitchen canning, and I'm sure it was 120.
I bet.
But, you know, we was more used to it because we wasn't used to air conditioning.
That's true. I've never thought about that.
Yeah. So when you get used to this air conditioning, you can't stand the hot weather.
When did they get electricity?
I think I was 12 or 13.
So not until in the mid-40s sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's so amazing. Indoor plumbing?
We didn't have indoor plumbing either. And our water, there was a spring right down below our house. It was just real close, just down the hill.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've carried many a bucket of water out of there, and even to wash with.
Yes. Oh, tell me, how did that work?
Well, we had a big, would you call it a cast iron kettle?
Yes,
it
ma'am.
It was huge, you know.
Uh-huh.
And my mother would build a fire and get the water hot in that kettle, and all of their white clothes went into that. She also made her soap, lye soap.
She made her own soap?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so we had a washboard, you know, the old-timey washboard. We scrubbed your clothes with that. I didn't do as much of that as my older siblings did.
Yes, ma'am. How about bath time?
Well, we took it in a tub. We had these galvanized tubs, and of course we warmed her water on the stove, and we
wow.
took that. And in the summertime, we lived close to the river. My dad would take me.
Now,
and my,
what would that be? Calf Killer?
Calf Killer River.
Yes, ma'am.
We would. My dad would take me and my brother over there, and we so we could swim, you know. And of course,
yes, ma'am.
We got washed up there too. We'd take
sure.
soap with us. So,
was there much fishing back then? Did
sure.
you guys eat fish a lot?
Well, we had ponds. We fished for catfish, but we didn't have a whole lot of fish. We
yes,
loved
ma'am.
To fish, and we went to the river and fished, but. We didn't eat as much fish as we did hogs and eggs and chicken. And
yes, ma'am.
Because we had them when we needed that. My mother killed a chicken and we had that. And
fresh.
And we had our hams and side meats in the crib-like thing, you know.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And so we had meat all the time like that.
Did you ever make country ham?
Sure, was what the cured hams.
That's what cured is?
Mm-hmm.
I love country ham.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I did too. Still do.
I'm not supposed to eat it myself, but I sneak one every once in a while.
Yeah.
So how did you get involved in basketball? That just seems like, you know, you didn't have a basketball goal at your house or anything when
no,
you were younger.
No, but we had it at Lamb School.
Oh, okay.
We had a court at Lamb School on dirt, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And we played every time we was had recess, we played.
I see. Play against the boys?
Sure. Sure. We didn't, on the, like, 7th and 8th grade, we didn't have enough of girls to have a team.
Yes, ma'am.
So we played against the boys.
How many total students would you say were in that two-room school?
I couldn't tell you. Say they was 5 or 6 or 7 in a grade.
Okay. So at most 50 kids in that whole school, right?
Mm-hmm.
At most.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
It could be 60. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now. Did you have textbooks?
Yes.
And you brought them home with you? And
yes.
Wow.
We had to buy our textbooks.
You did?
Mm-hmm. And most of the ones I ever had was from the grade before me. You know, we'd buy.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, and you had family. Well, no, because there's a big gap with you.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting
mm-hmm.
that.
But my brother was in it.
Yes, ma'am.
And we had to buy our own paper and pencils too, so we just never did have any money to spend, you know, to go out and buy anything.
Yes, ma'am.
So
what about clothes?
My mother made my dresses. And that's another thing. When they bought feed.
Yes, ma'am.
They during the war they had made those feed sacks out of printed stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Had some kind of design in it, you know. My mother would wash them and fix them up and make me a dress out of it.
That is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about shoes? Where'd you buy shoes?
Well, during the war, see, we had to buy them by stamps. We just got so many stamps. We just got 2 pair a year.
2 pair of shoes a year.
Yes. And so when we wore them out, we could have those 2 pair a year.
That is
and
so
you
amazing.
Had to have so many stamps, and the stamp book that we had would be what you could get by the stamp. It told what you could buy with each stamp.
Okay. I've heard of, I've heard those books referenced, but I've never seen one.
Yeah. And so we would ration on sugar and stuff like that too. And we had to have a stamp to buy that sugar and flour.
Would the rolling store accept stamps?
I'm not for sure. I don't remember that. I know we did go to the store and have to get those stamps out, so I don't know. I don't remember us, because I don't know what my mother did at
right.
the rolling store. So
yes, ma'am.
I don't know if she traded or if she had money. I don't know.
Ever eat wild game? Deer, rabbit, anything like that?
We've had rabbit and squirrel both, I think. I don't remember ever eating any much, because we always had some kind
yes,
of
meat.
Yes,
ma'am, you always had it there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is so
if we hadn't raised it, we wouldn't have had it, though.
That's true. You mm-hmm. had to work at it. There's yeah. no doubt about it. How about church back then?
Well, there was just one church, and it was across from Lamb School. This is before my time, really.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I remember going there. They had a Methodist church there. And most everybody went there because they didn't have no way to travel.
Yeah, that's I never thought of that.
And so after we moved, my parents moved down off of the mountain, they built my dad and the neighbors, it was Church of Christ, built this little rock church, and it's still there. It's called Bethel Church of Christ.
Bethel Church mm-hmm. of Christ. Yes, ma'am.
And my brother, they hauled, and the neighbors' boys, they hauled this rock up there for them to build this church. And the neighbors built the church.
So they would find the rock,
mm-hmm.
load it into a wagon or something.
Yes. And mm-hmm.
Wow, that is amazing.
And so that's where I went to church all the time.
Was there... did you have the, I forgot what it's called, like the lunches on the ground after church, things like that? Did you have any type of...
Yeah.
See, my grandmother used to talk about that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's something that's missing.
They did at the Methodist church, I know, because they would have big tables set out, and everybody brought a covered dish.
Yes, ma'am. Now, is your home... The home that you were raised in, is it still standing as well?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. We need to mm-hmm. pinpoint that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, later generations can
yeah.
go by and look at it.
Be glad to.
That would be great.
I guess when my mother died, my oldest sister bought the home place.
Yes, ma'am.
And then she sold it to a friend. He went to church there with us at Church of Christ.
Yes, ma'am.
And he's still there.
Oh, really?
Mm, him and his wife.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is really... When was that house built? Do you have any idea?
Well, I was 2 years old, so I guess it would have been 84. I'm 86, so...
84 years ago.
Mm, or 83. Could have been 83. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not for sure what month they come down or what it was, but it's 80-something year old.
Those memories are so important mm-hmm. to pass on from a generational perspective. Tell me a little bit about the historical, the museum here in Sparta, what you've given to that museum.
Well, that's the only thing I've given
yes,
is about my grandfather, because he was in the Civil War. But you can take anything you want to there. There's lots of things in there just that people want to be recognized, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
I know there's some of the people that's been in sports that's give their suit or whatever, you know, to
right.
that. And they've asked me to give Tim's, you know, there, but I've not done that.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't even know if I've got his suit.
So your son, Tim.
Yeah.
Played football both mm-hmm. for White County and for Vanderbilt University.
Yeah. But some of these have played higher up than that, too, I think, that's in there. And I don't know what. You just have to go down and see.
Yes, ma'am.
The place. It's got a lot of tubs and people that was the beginning of Sparta, I guess, White County.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know as much about the history of Sparta as I'd like. I'm going to delve a little deeper into that since I have so many people from this area as well. I mean, did you know any Littles when you were younger?
Mm-hmm.
Last name Little?
Mm-hmm.
So those would be mostly my people. Gillen breeding, but mostly the Littles.
Well, my aunt and her husband farmed. They lived in this little house because I used to go home with them and spend the night.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't remember his first name, though.
Hmm.
Wasn't Sam, was it? Sam?
I don't know.
I forgot his name. But anyway, they lived in his house and farmed for him.
Wow. I'll have to dig deeper into that as well. So when did you take up golf?
Built this little 9-hole golf course out here in Sparta.
Yes, ma'am.
And so they got the people that was in business here to buy into the...
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever you call that.
Almost like a membership or a club or something like that.
A stock is what it was.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Stock.
Yes, ma'am.
They bought stock to build this golf course out there.
Yes, ma'am.
And my husband bought, I guess it was 5,000, I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
The people that owned, you know, places here in Sparta
mm-hmm.
that wanted a golf course. And so I took it up when they got it built out there.
Kinda. Did your husband play?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
That's neat.
And my kids played. My twins played on the golf team in White County High School.
Oh, really?
And Tim played 1 year because he would have played more because they changed the baseball and the golf to different seasons. But he played every sport. He played football, basketball, baseball, and then 9th grade golf. He played 4 sports in high school.
Did you go to most of the games and things for your kids? I had a feeling you would.
Yeah. So I played, I started out playing golf, which I didn't play as much because I had young kids.
Yes, ma'am.
And I guess that was before Tim was born, though. And I also got a bowl, too. Me and my husband was on a bowling team.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
And we did that for several years.
When did Mr. Richardson pass away?
It was 3 years ago.
Oh, not that long mm-hmm. ago. Mm-hmm. No, ma'am. I guess I just never met him.
Now, I lost one of my twins in 11.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
And then my husband in 17. Was it 17?
Yes, ma'am, I guess.
And then he died in December. No, it wasn't. He died in October, I believe. because he had a birthday in November.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I lost my oldest son in February right after that.
Good Lord.
So it's been hard.
Yes, ma'am.
But you just have to keep going.
Yes, ma'am. There's a great lesson in that.
Mm-hmm.
You're an inspiration. I want you to know that. You are to me and my wife. And let me say this now. Mary Jean and I have many times watched how you handle the dignity, and the way you carry yourself is so impressive. And although there's no blood kin with us, you know, my wife is your grandson's aunt, but we've always felt you to be family. You're a very, very, very special
lady. I always loved
Alda
Dennis.
Yes,
I really did. And I hated, and I still call her my daughter-in-law.
Yes, ma'am.
And I love her.
Yes, ma'am.
And she got a bad deal.
Yes, ma'am.
I can say that. But, you know, when kids get on drugs, it is something else.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I've had a hard time with stuff like that. So
it's a terrible, terrible mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And nothing you can do or say,
you're right.
It just
it's a cautionary tale. As we talk to young people, just don't get started.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't get started in it.
But I guess when my oldest one was growing up, that was the start of drugs.
Yes, ma'am.
And
about that
time. It was a bad time. And too many. Well, it's like when he was growing up, you didn't even lock your doors.
Yes, ma'am.
And everybody was just, you know, friendly and everything, and people were experimenting that stuff, and it was awful.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
But
if you could sit down with the 16-year-old you, what advice would you give yourself at 16 that you've learned now?
Well, I would tell them to get in church.
Yes, ma'am.
But there's just one maker, and they need to obey it. I'm not saying that they shouldn't, like in school or anything, not associate with people, but set a good example.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's hard to talk to teenagers.
Do you think it was easier to talk to teenagers when I was a teenager or you were a teenager? You think it's harder now or easier now or different at all?
It's not much difference in teenagers. They just have to learn to grow up.
Yes, ma'am.
And a lot of it has to do with their friends.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know. It's just hard on any teenager.
Truthfully is.
Well, just like right now, most of the people right now, because of what's going on in the schools and things like that, they're wanting to homeschool their kids.
Yes, ma'am.
Which I think it's okay to homeschool, but they still need to be in socializing.
Yes,
too.
Ma'am.
We don't grow up just self.
That's true. And just within our own little echo chambers as well. That's one of the things that I notice with young people. It appears that it's harder now, even with people my age, it appears that it's harder now to disagree with somebody and not take it personally.
Yeah.
You know, for my entire life, I was able to, I had different views than a lot of different people, but it was never personal.
Yeah.
But it seems like now everything is personal.
Personal.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I don't know what the situation is, but I don't think that teenagers or anything is any different than was when I grew up.
Yes, ma'am. That's...
I mean, they're young.
Yep.
They want to experiment. They want to be recognized. It's just the same.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, tell me, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you wish I had?
I'm not for sure. I probably think of something one day, but I don't know of anything right now.
Well, thank you so much for this time. Mm-hmm. I hope and I think we'll probably have another one of these. Both some of the things you've talked about will stimulate some questions from me, and you'll think of some things as well. And maybe we can make a date to go visit some of the church and the mm-hmm. school and the old home and things such as that. I'd love to do that.
Okay.
Ms. Richardson, thank you so much. You know how much I love you, and thank you so much.
Yeah.